How's your blood pressure been in the past?
Generally about normal. My heart rate's usually around 60.
Awesome. Kicking off this year's second annual health summit and his Choose Health Challenge, Governor Gary Herbert underwent a health examination at the Grand America Hotel.
We got some improvement to make, but I'm in pretty good shape. All overall, I want to lose about 5 or 6 pounds. And that's the biggest thing. I had a little more exercise, but overall, I'm in pretty good shape, as they tell me.
Reviewing his health results, Herbert said he wants to work on eating better as well as quit drinking soda, and is challenging everyone to take responsibility of their individual health and begin changing daily habits that are causing obesity.
Go on a hike, jog around the track, play tennis, play golf, ride a horse. Get out and find a way to exercise, and you can do it and have fun at the same time. It'll make us healthier and happier. And all of society benefits when we have a healthier population.
We have 2/3 of U.S. adults overweight or obese, and we're on our way to having 8 out of 10 U.S. adults overweight or obese, and that has enormous implications for rates of diabetes or heart disease, and therefore also not just poor health, but cost.
Susan Denser is editor-in-chief of Health Affairs, a journal of health policy, as well as a health analyst for PBS NewsHour. Denser says while the summit's focus is on national health policies like the Affordable Care Act and the state health insurance exchanges, she's interested in what proactive changes Utah can make to improve health education in schools and promote healthier eating and increased exercise.
We don't know what direction things are going to go with respect to the national elections or the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. But we know that notwithstanding the outcome of the election, we have health issues today.
While Utah officials like Governor Herbert are pushing for healthier living, some at the conference say that's not enough.
It's circumstances that you don't plan for, but when I started off with, what my plans and goals for life, this wasn't it.
That's Emily Young. In 2009, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. At the same time, she was laid off from her job. After losing her insurance, she was covered by COBRA and was able to have her initial cancer removed. But the COBRA coverage ran out and she didn't have insurance to pay for the recommended chemotherapy. While she owned her own business to pay for the medical bills, she still didn't have insurance and just hoped the cancer would not come back. But 3 years later, it did.
I took the risk of not having any treatments for my breast cancer, and just last month, a growth on my back was there, and it turned out to be cancerous, and it was quite large, and they removed that, and it showed that it came from the breast cancer, that it metastasized to my back, I guess.
Her cancer just came back, we found out last week. No one knows what will happen to her for sure, but it's not likely to go well. When cancer comes back a second time, it's always much worse.
Ray Ward is a family physician in Bountiful. Young was his patient before she lost her insurance. Ward says if Utah allows for Medicaid to be expanded, more people like her would be able to get the treatment they need.
Most of the people that will be covered by the Medicaid expansion are adults who have no children. Right now, Medicaid will cover you if you're poor and pregnant, or if you're poor and a child, or if you're poor and disabled. But if you're just poor and you don't fit in one of those categories, right now Medicaid doesn't cover you at all. If Utah chooses to take the Medicaid expansion, then those people would also be covered.
Governor Herbert says the November 6th election will determine what direction the country goes on the Affordable Care Act.
All I've said in Utah is we're going to wait and see. We have a lot of questions regarding Medicaid, the flexibility that we've requested and have been denied, and Medicaid expansion and the cost of Medicaid primarily and the cost of Medicaid expansion secondarily.
Whether to expand Medicaid is now up to Utah officials after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states couldn't be forced under the health care law to expand Medicaid eligibility. I'm Charlotte Duren, KCPW News.